This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wal Aqibatul Muttaqeen. Wa Salatu Wa Salamu Ala Rasulil Kareem. Wa Ala Alihi Wa Sahbihi Ajma'een. Amma Ba'd. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu an. Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal. Laysa Shadeedu Bis Sur'ah. إنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب متفق عليه. We are still going through the chapter of sabr and having patience, and as we mentioned previously that there are different types of sabr, and part of sabr is to control your emotions and control yourself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said with disregard in the hadith that is reported by Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala, and who says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Laysa shadeedu bis-sur'ah." The strong man, a strong person, is not the one who wins in wrestling. The one who wins in wrestling is not in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or according to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, such person is not classed as strong person. Who is strong then? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Innama shadid alladhi yamliku nafsahu 'inda al-ghadab." The real strong person or the man is the one who can control himself when he has the fits of rage. When he is angry, then he can control himself. That he is the one who is really strong person. Because it is easy to defeat others, to overtake others, but to control yourself, control your desires, your emotion, your anger, your wrath, this is a real challenge. And if you cannot control yourself, then there's no point defeating others, overtaking others. Because you are not then in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not in reality a strong person. The real strong person or strong man is the one who can control himself. Even if you have a weak body, but you can control yourself, then you are shadeed and strong in the sight of Allah, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-mu'minu al-qawi khayrun min al-mu'minu al-da'if." A believer who is strong, the one who has power and he's strong, is better than the believer who is a weak. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam refers to the strength and the weakness of the body and physical strength as well as the strength and the power of controlling yourself. This is the real power and this is the real strength. الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. So obviously, in order for you to control yourself, what you need patience, a sabr. That is why Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he has quoted this hadith in this chapter. And there are further hadiths related to this. One of them is what is reported by Sulaiman bin Surad radiyallahu anhu says, "Kuntu jalisan ma'an nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Once I was sitting in the gathering with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرَجُلَانِ يَسْتَبَّانِ. There were two individuals who started the argument, and they had very heated argument, and they quarreled. وَأَحَدُهُمَا قَدْ إِحْمَرَّ وَجْهُ. To the extent that one of them had his face turned red. وَانْتَفَخَتْ أَوْدَاجُ. And the veins of his throat were swollen out of his rage and anger. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِنِّي لَأَعْلَمُ كَلِمَةً لَوْ قَالَهَا لَذَهَبَ عَنْهُ مَا يَجِدْ. By Allah, I know one short statement, a word. If he were to say this, all of his anger will vanish and will go away. And then he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لَوْ قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ ذَهَبَ مِنْهُ مَا يَجِدْ. If he were to say, "A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim," I seek refuge and protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaytan, the accursed, then his anger will vanish. And then some of the companions approached him and they said, "This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying." That if you say A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, your anger will vanish. So do it. Then he did, and he said A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. There are a number of lessons that we learn from this hadith. One obviously is the reason for which Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah has quoted the hadith in this chapter, sabr. In order for you to have sabr, or in order for you to be really patient, you must control your anger. If you cannot control your anger, it means you do not have sabr. It means you cannot control yourself, you cannot have sabr and patience. And unfortunately, nowadays, we find every other individual saying, I have anger problem. SubhanAllah, this is a new kind of problem. An anger problem. Anger problem means, I cannot control myself. If you cannot control yourself, this is something that is seen in the sight of Sharia as something dangerous. Because if you cannot control your anger, it means you cannot control your emotions. You cannot control anything. If you cannot control yourself, then in times of harshness and difficulties, you won't be able to control your emotions and difficulties. And you may end up losing your iman. And unfortunately, this is what happens to many of the people who say that I have anger problem. They do not show their anger towards the people around them, towards their spouses, their family members, their siblings, and their relatives. Rather, unfortunately, I have seen myself some people who go beyond this, and they start showing their kind of anger towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billahi min dhalik, saying Allah is not just with me, Allah is not fair, na'udhu billahi min dhalik. And this is all because of not controlling yourself at the first point. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw these two individuals who were having heated argument, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I know a statement, I know a word, if he was to say this, his anger will vanish. Another lesson that we learn from this hadith. The lesson is, this is the wisdom. This is the hikmah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a prophet. He was the Nabi. He could have approached this person directly. He could have called him over. But he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not do this. He said to people around him, he said, I know. The anger he is going through, the anger he is facing and suffering from, I know the treatment of this anger. And he advised his companion, Ridwanullahi al-Majma'in. If he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was to go towards him and advise him directly, then what about the rest of the companion? They would have not taken any lesson. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companion, those who were sitting in his gathering, in his majlis. And that is why the scholars say, those who sit in the gathering of a scholar, of an imam, or someone who advises, they deserve more in seeking knowledge than those who do not pay any attention. So this is what we learn from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To the extent that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave importance and he would give significance to those who were around him for the purpose of seeking knowledge. And this is the duty of the teacher, that those students who are serious in seeking knowledge, he must pay attention to them. He must not neglect them. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. Those companions who were sitting around him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised them. He said, I know. You know, you see this person, he is very angry and he cannot control himself as his face has turned red. But I know if he were to say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, his problem will be sorted. The companion, Ridwanullah alayhi majma'in, they learned this advice from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is another lesson that we learn from this hadith. They went to this person. They went to this person and they advised him and they conveyed the message. And this is the whole purpose of attending the study circles and the lectures. It is not for us to just simply sit and listen to some of the ahadith and lecture and then go away and do not convey the message to anyone. Even if it is smallest advice, you should try your best to advise them and convey this advice and this message to others, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Balighu anni walau ayah. Convey from me even if it is one ayah. If you know the meaning, translation, and the understanding of one single ayah, convey it to others. Whenever you sit in a gathering, unfortunately, nowadays, whenever we have a gathering, we waste our time in useless talks.
But very rarely we make the mention of a hadith or the ayah of the Quran or a story of the Prophet from the Quran or any lesson or any story from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hardly we mention this. Most of our gatherings are around backbiting, making fun of others, talking about worldly matters, everything. But when it comes, as soon as someone brings up a religious issue or someone talks about the ayah of the Quran, the whole gathering becomes so serious and people start feeling bored. Because, you know, this is, we are gathering and we have gathered for fun, but not for listening to the ayah of the Quran. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised his companions and they immediately fulfilled their responsibility and they went to this person and they advised him. Another lesson that we learn from this hadith is that when a person gets angry, he must say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. And A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim is the treatment for those who have whispers of shaitan. And obviously, anger is one of the types of whisper. Because you get angry when shaitan whispers in your mind. And the shaitan entices you against your opponent. You say, you know, you have to say this, you have to do this, you have to. If you don't say, it will mean that you are defeated, you are weak. So show your power, your strength, that you are stronger than him. Say whatever you can. So these are the whispers of shaitan. And the other day, last Friday, Sheikh Abu Usama did the khutbah on this. The big problem, wiswas, and the whispering. They're one of the biggest problems that we face nowadays. And in order to tackle this problem, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. This is a weapon against shaitan. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Even in your salah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by one of his companions, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as soon as I begin salah, I start receiving whispers from shaitan, all types of wiswas. What should I do? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim in your salah. While standing or in ruku and sujood, say A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. And if you have more wiswas, say more A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Keep saying it constantly, frequently, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Why? Because the wiswas, ghadab, and the anger is caused by wiswas, by the whisper of shaitan, and it's caused by shaitan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith that ghadab and the anger is when you have, usually we use the word heated. It comes from heat because your blood pressure goes up. You are heated. And heat is from shaitan. Because shaitan is created from fire. And fire is what? Heat. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ghadab and the anger is from shaitan. And because shaitan is created from fire, so what do you do in order to put the fire off? What do you do? Use water. Use water. And this is another treatment that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised. The person who is angry, he should say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, and he should take some sips of the water. If the person is standing, he should sit down. And obviously now the science has proved that this is one of the practical and most practical method of controlling your anger. Because if you're standing, your blood pressure is high. When you sit down, it slows down. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has even said, if you are sitting down and you're still angry, lie down. In order to control your blood pressure, your heat, and say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. But unfortunately, those who suffer from anger problem, they fail to do any of these when they are angry. When they are angry. But we need to try our best to follow the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to better ourselves, in order to improve our akhlaq, and in order to do tarbiyah to ourselves. So he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if the person was to say A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, his anger will go away. And the companion dhuwanullahi alayhi majma'in, they went to this person and they advised him, and he accepted the advice. Next hadith is the hadith of Mu'adh bin Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, says anna an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من كظم غيظا وهو قادر على أن ينفذه. دعاه الله سبحانه وتعالى على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever gets angry but he controls his anger for the sake of Allah dhul jalal ikram, solely, purely for the sake of Allah, he expresses his anger. وَهُوَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَن يُنْفِذَ, although he has strength and power to unleash it, to give it to effect. He can do whatever he wants. He has power, he has strength, yet he controls his anger. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, دَعَاهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَىٰ عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِ الْخَلَائِقِ. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call that individual by his name. Allah will call him ala ru'us al-khalaiq, in the presence and the forefront of all mankind. And he will say, hatta yukhayyirahu min al-hur al-'ayni ma sha'. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the choice of selecting any of the hur of Jannah he would like. This is the present. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for you if you were to control your anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Ali Imran, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَاءِ. Beautiful passage of Surah Ali Imran. Allah begins this passage saying, سَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. Try to compete one another, compete each other towards the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and towards the Jannah. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, the Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for muttaqeen, for the righteous people. And then in the following ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives and he makes the mention of the characteristics and the qualities of al-muttaqeen. The first one is الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. The pious and the righteous and muttaqeen are those who spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only in times of prosperity and ease, rather they also continue spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of hardships and difficulties. يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّى وَالضَّرَّى وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. And their second characteristic that Allah mentioned here is الْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, those who control the anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and they pardon people, they forgive others. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who excel in the akhlaq and in the ethics and their mannerism. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the mention of other characteristic, and then he says, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. These are the people that their reward is what? مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, their Lord's forgiveness. وجنات, and Allah has prepared for them the gardens of al-firdaus and Jannah. So in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us this glad tiding, and he said, whoever controls his anger, if you are husband, you control your anger against your wife, if you are father, you control your anger against your children, whoever you have power and authority over, if you are able to do whatever you can, yet you control your anger and you do not harm them, rather you forgive them for the sake of Allah, bear in mind this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ayat of the Quran, then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given you the glad tiding. And just imagine the honor that you will be receiving on the day of judgment. Before the whole mankind, Allah is going to call you with your name and he will say, oh so and so, this is your present. Because you forgave others in dunya for my sake and you control your anger for my sake, although you had power and you had strength to do, but you control it and you forgave them. So now this is my present for you, and this honor will be given to this person on the day of judgment. Next hadith is the hadith of Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala, who says, أَنَّ رَجُلًا قَالَ لِلنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, أَوْصِنِي, O Messenger of Allah, please advise me. Advise me with something useful, something beneficial. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَغْضَبْ. He advised him, he said, don't get angry. فَرَدَّدَ مِرَارًا He repeated, he said, O Messenger of Allah, give me more advice. He said, لَا تَغْضَبْ Don't get angry. He said again, O Messenger of Allah, advise me with something more beneficial. He said, لَا تَغْضَبْ Do not get angry. Each time he repeated, O Messenger of Allah, give me advice, he said, لَا تَغْضَبْ لَا تَغْضَبْ لَا تَغْضَبْ What was the reason of this? There are other ahadith, similar ahadith, where we find that a companion approaches the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he seeks the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives each individual a different advice, and this is again from the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa taala gave to our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also the hikmah and the wisdom that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not give one single advice to everyone. Because he would advise every individual according to his personal circumstances. And this particular person who approached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he sought his advice, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew that he needs advice on this particular matter. Because the Prophet ﷺ knew that he is the one who gets angry quickly. Very quickly. And he kept saying, La tam. This is the only advice. If you were to act upon this advice, all of your matters will be sorted. And this is a reality for some people. You may find a person who says, I have only one problem. And in reality, there are people out there who are very good in the akhlaq, alhamdulillah. When it comes to the akhlaq, they are very good. When it comes to their worship, they are good. They are regular in their 5 daily prayers. They attend the masjid regularly. When it comes to fasting in the month of Ramadan and other than Ramadan, they do fast. They read Quran. They make adhkar of the morning and the evening. They do everything. And alhamdulillah, religious, practicing person. But when it comes to his anger, he cannot control. And this is the only shortcoming he has. So the advice for such person would be, La taghdab. This is the only thing that you need to work on. If you work on your anger, and if you can control it, then all of your affairs will be sorted. For another person, this may be another problem. So the person should be advised according to his personal circumstances. As this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Next hadith is the hadith of Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala, who says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا يَزَالُ الْبَلَاءُ بِالْمُؤْمِنِ وَالْمُؤْمِنَةِ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَمَالِهِ حَتَّى يَلْقَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى وَمَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيئَةِ This is similar to what we said last week with regards to the calamities and hardships. When you are afflicted by calamities and hardships, trial after trial, test after test, problem after problem, then shaitan finds this an opportunity to attack your iman, to weaken your iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you start thinking that Allah is not fair and just to you, and you should bear in mind these type of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma yazalul bala'u bil mu'mini wal mu'minati fi nafsihi wa waladihi wa mali." A believing man and a believing woman, they continue facing trials and tests and tribulations within themselves, within their family, their children, within their finance, their wealth. They continue having problems. One day you have problem within yourself. You have for example, the anger problem. The other day you have problem with your children. The next day you have problem with your job and your business. Problem after problem. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a believing man or woman continuously faces problem, problem after problem, it continues, but the person and the believer remains firm and steadfast. And he remains and she remains patient. And they pass their whole life like this, facing problems and calamities and hardships and difficulties. They continue facing and spending the whole life until the point comes when they leave this dunya. يَلْقَ اللَّهِ Now is the point to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are departing this dunya. What is the situation of their life? What are they going to achieve? What is going to be the outcome of all those problems they have faced in this dunya? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيئَةٌ Such person, such believer, meets with Allah in a state that there is no one single sin recorded in his register of deeds. He has no sin left. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided for him to wipe out all of his sins through these difficulties and these problems within this dunya. And because the person remained firm and steadfast and patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him with complete forgiveness. And to the extent that he meets with Allah and there is no one single sin recorded in his register at all. That is why he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to have patience. As we said last week, no matter how great your problem and your difficulty is, always put your trust in Allah. Bear in mind that the life of this dunya is very short. We just prayed Salatul Janazah. It must give us a great reminder that sooner or later we are going to leave this dunya and people will gather like this gathering in order to perform our janazah. The problem that you are facing in this dunya, they are only for a short period of time. Very short period. For a number of weeks or months or even if it is for years. Compared to the next life, eternal life, endless life, this is nothing. The people who have passed away about a year ago, how many of us, we remember them? Forget. Those who passed away 10 years ago, we forgot them. And 50 years ago, no one would remember us. So what is the point of having too much anxiety and stress about all these problems that you are suffering from in this dunya? Leave your affairs with Allah. Have strong belief and iman in Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of the planners. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you, there is always wisdom. If you cannot understand anything, then bear in mind this hadith, that through these problems and difficulties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wiping out all of your sins in this dunya. Isn't it better for you? Rather than for you to have a luxurious life, having no problem, happy, and enjoying all the blessings of Allah. Yes, it is, alhamdulillah, we need to ask Allah for His mercy, for His forgiveness, and for His protection. But for the person who does not face any of the problems in this dunya, then he should be worried, according to the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, that this might be the case, that Allah has decided for him to punish him on the day of judgment. That is why he's not facing any kind of punishment, any kind of trial and tribulation in this dunya. So ultimately, for a believer, the advice of the Prophet ﷺ is to remain firm, steadfast, and remain patient. Have sabr all the time. Have sabr in order to control yourself. Have sabr in the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have sabr in times of hardships and difficulties and calamities. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised in the Quran, Wallahu ma'as-sabirin. Wallahu ma'as-sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are patient. Allah is with patience. If you are patient, that Allah's mercy, Allah's assistance, Allah's help is always with you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to understand the sunnah and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may He, Dhul Jalal Ikram, give us tawfiq and ability to act upon whatever we hear and whatever we say. Innahu sami'un qareebun mujib. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك